Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Peter, we have a three-way tie.
Oh, my
Adam
gosh.
Felder,
oh.
Adam Felder, Amy Dickinson, Roy Blunt Jr., they all have 3 points.
All right. We have randomly selected you, Amy, to go first, so here we go. The clock will start when you begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Obama and defense officials announced their plans for a new scaled-back blank.
Military.
Right. The U.S. said it will not be deterred by blank's warnings to keep American ships out of the Persian Gulf.
Iran.
Right. An Army demolitions expert arrested at a Texas airport this week told TSA officials he just forgot he had blanks in his carry-on.
Plastic explosives.
Yes. PayPal president Scott Thompson was promoted this week to be the new CEO of blank.
Yahoo.
Right. According to a poll out this week, 2% of Americans think Mitt Romney's real first name is blank.
Mittens.
Yes, mittens.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Wow.
2%.
It's actually Willard is his first name.
Yeah.
In a statement released Monday, Queen of Soul, Blank, announced she was engaged.
Oh, Aretha Franklin.
Yes, millions of viewers tuned in to watch Blank host his 40th New Year's Eve special.
Dick Clark.
Yes, a Florida man who did not want his girlfriend to move in with him solved the problem by blanking.
Moving.
No, by burning down his house. Tampa resident Kent Peruse's house has been reduced to a pile of ash, but it's still better than having to make room in his closet for all those shoes. Or so he would think. Ironically, Peruse's prison cell comes complete with a walk-in, and his girlfriend is set to move in next Tuesday.
Ah!
Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 7 correct answers, Peter, for 14 more points. She now has 17 points and a good lead.
Mm.
Well done. All right. Adam, you are up next. Fill in the blank. Detectives are investigating after a dead body was found in the grounds of the Blank's estate in Sandringham, England.
Queen.
Yes. The prosecutor in the trial of ousted Egyptian leader Blank said this week he's seeking the death penalty.
Hosni Mubarak.
Yeah. For the first time since 2004, all three U.S. Blank makers are on a track to be profitable again. Car makers, yes. Afghan President Hamid Karzai welcomed plans that would allow the Blank to open an office in Qatar.
Taliban.
Yes. Due to a programming error on the Boston Herald's website, a story on a Dunkin' Donuts business deal was flagged as blank.
Offensive.
No,
fat.
A terror alert.
Oh, thank you.
Apple is suing a doll maker over their plans to sell a blank action figure.
Steve Jobs.
Right. 100 years after it sank, 5,000 artifacts from the blank are going to be auctioned off in New York.
Titanic.
Right. A man trying to rob a bank in London blew it when he blanked.
Deposited.
No, when he handed...
Spontaneously.
Everything was going great, but then he, in just the heat of the moment, you know you get excited, he handed the teller his gun instead of the money back.
Oh,
oh.
Yeah. And he played it out in his head like 1,000 times, like, hold the gun, hand over the bag, hold the gun, hand over the bag. But you know what it is, pressure of the moment, he held the bag, handed over the gun. He tried to get his gun back, it didn't work. He ran out, stole a bicycle, and pedaled away.
Oh.
Last time he handed over a bag of guns.
Can't get it right. Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, but Amy still has the lead with 17.
All right, how many then? How many then does Roy need to win?
7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
All right. Here we go, Roy. This is for the game. Police in Los Angeles arrested a man they suspect of setting a series of blanks on fire over New Year's.
Car.
Yes, a state-run website in Cuba is blaming Twitter for false reports Monday about Blank's death.
Castro.
Right. Republicans challenged President Obama's appointment of Richard Cordray to head the blank.
The Consumer Financial Protection Board.
Yeah, Bureau. It's good.
Bureau.
State officials in Ohio are stopping the gas extraction process known as fracking after seismologists linked it to a recent series of small blanks.
Earthquakes.
Right. Customers of a Wells Fargo bank in Sacramento are complaining after bankers accidentally blanked.
Just for the life of them, couldn't remember where they put that money.
They left the bank unlocked for 48 hours. Officials in Charlton, Massachusetts admit they overreacted a little when they sent police to blank.
To arrest a little girl who had said no.
No. They admit they overreacted when they sent police to collect an overdue library book or two from a five-year-old kid.
Oh, really?
Sometimes a friendly reminder through the mail just won't do, especially if the offender can't yet read.
Mm.
According to Charlton Police Sergeant Dan Down, the tiny criminal was in possession of two picture books, both several months overdue, which the officer was sent to confiscate or demand payment for. And the library is currently sued for 5 million chocolate gold coins. Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
Roy needed at least 7 correct answers to tie, but Roy had just 4 correct answers. So with 17 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's champion.
Well done, Amy Dickinson.